What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Today is the last out of the hat of the season. Lies, laughs, and holy hypocrites. Ever met someone who's a saint in public but a disaster behind closed doors? Join them for a fast-paced, funny, and surprisingly modern reading of Molière's classic comedy, Tartuffe. When a smooth-talking con artist worms his way into a wealthy household, only the wise-cracking maid sees through the act. Can she save the family before they lose everything to a man who's too good to be true? The performance is today at 6 p.m. at the Meeting House Theater Lab in Winter Harbor. The Holocaust and Human Rights Center of Maine in Augusta promotes universal respect for human rights, and they're offering an art exhibit opening on April 19th, 2 p.m. with Susan Marshall. She's an artist with a master's degree from Pratt Institute. She's a registered art therapist and a shamanic healing practitioner. For over 25 years, she's maintained an active studio as an artist and a private art therapy and shamanic healing practice, specializing in trauma recovery, end-of-life, and loss and grief issues with a spiritual focus. You can register and get more details at hhrcmaine.org. Susan Marshall is also offering a touch drawing workshop on May 3rd, 1:30. Touch drawing is a creative arts practice that Susan is passionate about, and she's used for over 15 years. She enjoys using her hands directly on the paper, allowing images to come forth, and then living with these images, noticing what they have to say, and journaling. Art therapy is effective because it combines the use of the right and left sides of the brain, evoking strong feelings or memories through the images that emerge on the paper. Susan will be sharing this form of spirit art with the HHRC community on May 3rd. The Holocaust and Human Rights Center of Maine does a variety of activities. Get on their mailing list to find out more, or to register for the Susan Marshall events. You can do that at hhrcmaine.org. Ellsworth Public Library is offering an April vacation special, a Bob Ross paint-along. This is happening Tuesday, April 21st, 2 p.m. You can check with the library for the details, ellsworthlibrary.net. If you are thinking that this kid-focused event is not for you, never fear. Bob Ross videos, the whole series, is available on YouTube. You have no excuse for not being able to paint happy little clouds. Now, don't think we've forgotten it's Poetry Month. Celebrate with a poetry book launch, Through the Eyes of Grief, A Celebration of Love by Donna Parker. This is an in-person program at the Southwest Harbor Public Library, followed by a reception. The next evening, Wednesday, April 22nd, you can return to the library for Born into Spring, an evening with poets Crow Suncloud, Bowen Swirzy, Paul Weiss, Wesley Asiden, and Diana Newman. Registration is encouraged. You can do that at swhplibrary.org. The Blue Hill Library and Blue Hill Books are celebrating Poetry Month as well. They have a talk with Belfast authors Linda Buckmaster and Elizabeth Garber on Thursday, April 23rd at 7 p.m. at the library. Linda Buckmaster and Elizabeth Garber have been writing buddies for more than 15 years. With the publication of Linda's fourth book, Journey Waters, Poems, Prose, Places, she and Elizabeth will be talking about their parallel writing careers over the years, supporting each other, sharing research, initiating public library events, DIY writers' retreats, their individual terms as Belfast Poets Laureate, and their current work. That's at Blue Hill Public Library, April 23rd, 7 p.m. Point North presents, on April 23rd, a screening of the Oscar-nominated Cutting Through Rocks at the Strand Theater, 7 p.m. Points North is that nonprofit organization behind the Camden International Film Festival, and they're continuing the Points North Presents documentary screening series with this screening of Cutting Through Rocks, which is a Best Documentary Academy Award nominee. Cutting Through Rocks audience members are invited to join the Points North team next door for a nightcap and a recap of the film at Lemon Bar. For tickets for the April 23rd screening, visit rocklandstrand.com. The Stairwell Show at the Courthouse Gallery is open online, courthousegallery.com, with a rotating exhibition of small works displayed in the stairwell at Courthouse Gallery throughout the season. Why the stairwell, you wonder? Well, it boasts a 24-foot tin ceiling and a double staircase. The gallery itself opens May 12th. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?